Good evening, everyone. John and I are delighted to be here with you at this time, and we have a lot of things to present. Master Katumi will be with us this evening. So I'm going to turn this over to John.
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, we hope you had a great month, and you're ready and able, we know, to take the next step. So, now tonight, as always, we will start with a meditation, and then we're going to have a 15-minute check-in with you all. Because of all the work that's been done, we'd really like to hear what's going on, so please share everybody will really get a lot out of it. After that, we'll share some new information with you, followed by a session with Master Katumi. And so, let's all take a deep breath and welcome Archangel Gabriel for a centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I have come to be with you this evening, and together we will create a very sacred crucible of light. We will be in the collective consciousness of the all that is. So take a deep breath, and as you inhale light, and as you exhale love. Now inhale love, and exhale light. With each breath, feel your body begin to relax. Your mind becomes quiet and still. As you enter into the conscious awareness of the presence of the source of your being, in this beautiful presence of the all that is, activate your Merkaba field fully and completely at 100% field of light. All three star tetrahedrons are spinning in a unified field of light, emanating the light that you are, emanating your unified state with source. Now, within this Merkaba vehicle, notice the first star tetrahedron, how completely unified it is. There is no separation in any part of you. In the presence of the light that is present in your Merkaba field, you are unified completely. In this unified state, you are physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually unified. Now take note of the second tetrahedron, the beautiful, luminous white star tetrahedron and the vast consciousness that is held within your sacred heart. A very valuable state of being, where the element of love is very present, activated, and made usable in your creations. The consciousness of a unification of your spirit, of your soul, and of Source is very present. In the vibration of this vast energetic configuration, there is no doubt. There is only love. And this love you are very aware of, not just for others, but the love of self for the journey that you have taken as a human on this earth. You are happy. And in the presence of this great consciousness, there is bliss, ecstasy, for you now operate in a more refined emotional state. Thoughts are unified with the mind of Source. Beautiful expression of you as an individual emanation of light, divine image that you are. Direct your attention to that third star tetrahedron, that beautiful deep, deep purple emanation. For this is vast, pure Source energy that you have access to at all times. And in this state of consciousness, in these energetic frequencies, you realize you are not separate from the source of your being, nor have you ever been. And you have a full access to the void, that fertile ground where there is unlimited knowledge and creation. And you can access that at any moment just by directing your attention to this beautiful, beautiful star tetrahedron. The light that it emanates is immense. It's brilliant. It is conducive to a complete unification of your entire being. this state of consciousness is always present in your Merkava field. Always. So as you sit in this vast field of light energy, you are open to receive what is about to be given to you through the master realm, the angelic realm, and the presence of the great lords of light and Elohim. You are prepared. You are centered. And your heart is expanded in the presence of the element of love. You have created a fertile ground in which to receive a vaster expression of yourself and your creative abilities. So as you take a deep breath now, become very conscious of your body and be very present in this very moment.
Thank you very much, Gabriel. As always, we so much appreciate your presence and helping us to get in the right space for our sessions. Thank you so much. So now we're going to open up for a little 15-minute check-in period. And I'm going to put us on the regular Q&A. Jump in. Please share. Thank you.
I actually have a question for anyone who might understand this. I remember in the Mastering Alchemy, we did these triangles, and we used to call it Ray 8. And so I was kind of like wondering, what's the difference between what we are doing with the triangles now and calling it 4, 5, and 6 rays? Anyone understands that?
Does anyone want to comment?
Joan, perhaps, do you understand that?
Well, I do understand that. It's very The eighth ray is a more complex ray, and you'll understand that a little more tonight because we're going to start laying the foundations of a review of that, because there's so much more to add to it. What has happened in this last session is we have gone back to the basics of just the triangle rather than the eighth ray involved the cube and some other geometries for more complex thought. And this was very basic thought in which we expanded that to incorporate this fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates. So it expanded that. These triangles were very basic, third, fourth dimensional triangles, so that you could see, physically see, where there were any anomalies, or it was a basic way in which to create what it was you desired by just using the three sides or adhering. That was another thing, adhering other triangles to either the side or the base of the original triangle and adding more to it. And as you played with that this last month, some of the some of you have gotten together in groups and really worked with those manifestations. It was just basically a review and yet adding these fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional components, taking that the function of the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and raising it into that more fifth dimensional creation with your ability to draw from the sixth and the seventh dimensions. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay, you're next on with comments.
Hi, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello.
So I logged in to try and help answer Sharka's question, but it's been answered. So the thing that I would share is that I got married last month.
And congratulations.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you. It was a wonderful event. And one of the things that I asked when people came to the hall to help decorate, I really wanted to kind of set the energy. So I had everyone take a moment and ground and create a triangle with the three words that they wanted to experience themselves as or have as part of the energy around the wedding weekend. And I must say it was incredibly successful in
Wonderful.
That so many people after the wedding said things like, "That's the best wedding we've ever been to." And I couldn't believe how much love was in the air and how everyone, because there's like, you know, three separate families basically that were all present, and the interactions and there was absolutely zero component of people segregating themselves into their familiar members, and everybody was just, I mean, that was one of my favorite memories, is looking around and seeing people having great conversations together, and they had never met each other before, and you know, there's a pretty good chance they'll never meet each other again, but it was very, very harmonious, and so it worked.
Wonderful. It's good to see when you people apply these things to their everyday life, and that you had the forethought in the middle of all of that anticipation and getting things together to set the energies first and foremost, and the outcome was just beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing. I love hearing how people can apply these things in their everyday life. It just, you know, takes a little forethought, and you certainly accomplished it.
If I may make a comment, I think that was absolutely brilliant. It was, what a wonderful idea. We can all learn from that. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
You know, that's a good thing. Sometimes families, especially if there's more than one family, can really have difficulty operating in that harmonious state. So to use that, that's a really good idea, to use that in any family gathering.
Next up.
I know that Mateo got a group together, and because I saw that posted on our Facebook page. Also, Sandy Endall, is she on the call tonight? She really had really wonderful experiences using these triangles, you know, making more triangles as you went along. So it was great.
Hello, can you hear me? How are you guys?
Fine.
Awesome. So I really appreciate you guys talking about and the other folks talking about the triangles. And my business, has, many of you know, I'm an accountant, and I really love this work that we do because it brings me back where I want to be. But my business has been growing, and I need to hire employees. And I'd rather have my head in the clouds than down here on the earth sometimes.
Yes.
So I applied the triangles with finding employees. I've never done that before. I've just been a one-woman show. So I created my base triangle, and then I added supporting triangles, and I added the traits that I was looking for in the right employees. And it was awesome. It really made, of all the people I interviewed, it made two of them obviously stand out, and because they fit my little design I ended up with my triangle. I'm finding that I need to fine tune now, because one of them appears to not have very good health and is now maybe going away. So I was just thinking while you guys were talking, maybe I need to go see if I had healthy as one of my triangles. So I just wanted to share that I used what I've learned in trying to do something very mundane in hiring people for my business, and it does help.
Well, I think it brings the energetics in a more usable, you compress them because you make a form out of it so you can see it. It gets the ideas out of your head, organizes them, and makes them very usable when you use that a geometry, because you can see it.
I was much more scattered in trying to figure out what I wanted in an employee.
Uh-huh.
And then once I started creating the geometry, it just became so clear what I was looking for. So even though this one lady that really fit, she's having some health issues that we neither of us really expected, I really feel like the next person is going to fall into place because I'm very clear about what I want, and now I'm going to add the health part to it.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And that's with anything in your life. Nothing is too mundane.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about, using it for everything that you want to create.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you guys are talking about that, because sometimes I felt like in Mastering Alchemy that it was so spiritual sometimes. It was like I wasn't always clear about, okay, yeah, but I got day-to-day stuff to deal with. Can you help me make sure I know how to apply it every day? And that wasn't always clear. And the more you guys talk about, don't forget, there is nothing too mundane, I really appreciate hearing that.
Well, that's really important. And we do try to, sometimes it's a little, really, the energies are very high when these things come through. But I think it's really important to have a part of the session where you see how to apply it in your day-to-day life. And like I said, there's this nut to create that flow of love and unity and grace and harmony in your life is so important. Like I said, there's just nothing that you can't apply it to and that you shouldn't apply it to.
I just wouldn't think mundane is choosing somebody you're going to work with every day. I mean, that's so important. and you set it up so that you made a very good decision. I think it's wonderful. Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see if there's anybody else out there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, gentlemen. John Mattel.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Fine.
Yeah. Hi. So, briefly, since last week, I find myself in a space that is very, very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of questions I want to ask, but tonight I'm pretty... Yes, that space, there's nothing to ask. Even if I have a question about triangles, for example, the sixth ray, and that space that we can choose and is not clear yet, but I'm very quiet. So I think that space where before I was saying go back to the present time, higher mind, focus, and I was doing back and forth. Now the last 5 days, I found that I don't have to push myself to go back and forth to, thinking and to the higher mind. But I am in that space constantly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are no reference points. I don't. I don't. Yeah, I think I am there because, I don't know what to do with it, but it's, I think it's a transitional moment.
Well, it is a transition. And I think it's important to realize that you're in that fertile creative space that requires quiet. It doesn't require asking questions or trying to divert your attention, but just to be quiet in that fertile space of creation.
Yeah, I am there, but nothing's happening, so I'm just enjoying.
Be patient.
Okay.
It'll come.
New territories for sure. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You're welcome,
Mateo.
Bye-bye.
Mateo.
Good night.
Nice.
Well, again, thank you all for your comments. And well, let's move on to a little review and information. Okay. Now, our last session was obviously a very full session, and there were a lot of things to think about and practice. And we talked about how to remove leftover fragments of third dimensional thoughts and emotions, and then create a replacement pattern by using the triangles. Many discovered that it took more than one triangle to uncover the sources of these fragments. I did. And you also discovered that these fragments disrupted your ability to use the fifth dimensional templates precisely and effectively in your creative process. This was a great review of the extensive creative powers that lie within the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. You are encouraged to use the light templates that you recovered in our crystal conference and apply them to your creations. This brings unity to your mental, emotional body and changes your thoughts and emotions. You now have the resources to draw from a more complex thought system of sixth and seventh dimension. You discovered by using source energy and magnetizing it through the tenth ray of creation that you are able to apply it in a stable way in your fifth dimensional experience. In this process, you change your thoughts and emotions and transform them into a higher expression of your consciousness. You will also encourage to apply this great process to transforming your third dimensional body into a fifth dimensional body that can hold much higher frequencies of light. By using the light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh, you discovered that you could create stably in your fifth dimensional experience and also provide a fluid expression as you create unlimited opportunities to manifest what is needed in the present moment. You were shown how the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays can be expanded by implementing three significant energetics. First, the main composition of the fifth dimension, as you all know, is love and unity consciousness. You use the elemental love in your creation by having an activated Merkaba vehicle and a fully operating white star tetrahedron. You always have the elemental love in your creation because of the presence of your Sacred Heart consciousness, which results in being in unity consciousness. The third star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field is deep purple. That reflects the purity of source creative energy and allows you to enter the void of a creative, fertile energy field. The three-star tetrahedrons of your Merkaba field operate simultaneously. They spin on the same axis and create a unified field of light. Now, secondly, you were shown more of the vast dimensional range of the sixth dimension and how to use it to compress the higher creative thoughts contained in the seventh dimension. Because the sixth dimension also contains light, color, sound, and magnetics, it allows the purity of thought to be present. When it is compressed, it can be made applicable in the fifth dimensional precisely. Now third, Kathumi talked about the vastness of the seventh dimension and the variety of complexities of thought in this dimension. The seventh dimension is the gateway into higher and more refined states of consciousness. Masakafumi has encouraged us to see our unlimited potential as creators. There are more light templates to be recovered that will further help us to increase our consciousness, change our environment so it reflects more pure light and love, and transforms our physical vehicle in the fifth-dimensional body of light. We must create an environment that reflects our light continually. This environment must be a stable reflection of unity and love and contain an ability to have a fluid expression that has no limits. Now, you have retrieved four templates that have significantly altered your consciousness and will continue to change your awareness of yourself personally and also collectively. Because these templates have been set in place and you are beginning to use them, it is now time to progress to another series of rays that will expand our opportunity to create effectively. You will begin to relook at the functions of the 8th, 9th, and 10th rays of creation. The 8th ray is a vast creative clearing ray. It contains a library of light frequencies that can be applied in form. Now, these light frequencies can be applied or drawn from many dimensions. There is no limit to any application because you are now catapulted into the multidimensional arena. You have many dimensions to draw from and play in as you create. This ray contains sound, color, and light in multiple frequencies. Now, the 9th ray of creation is mainly composed of sound vibrations and frequencies that are utilized in every creation, whether it's heard by the human ear or not. This ray also contains undifferentiated light and love, as every ray does. Source creative energy always has its foundation in undifferentiated love and light. The 9th ray also contains color vibrations. Now, the 10th ray of creation contains the magnetics of Source. It is a vast ray that encompasses all of the undifferentiated creative energies of Source. This ray has many complexities, such as sound, light, color, and geometries that are based on pure Source energy. The vast content of this ray can be made usable through the magnetic field that it holds. It is now time to create an environment that supports the complexities of thought that are now available to you through the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates that you have retrieved and currently possess. In order to use the 8th, 9th, and 10th rays proficiently in your creative process, you must have obtained mastery in using the 4th, 5th, and 6th rays. You must also be consciously present in the 5th and 6th dimensions and be able to create consistently from a multiple dimensional reality. And Joan wanted to add a little something?
Well, I wanted to refresh your memory on some of the concepts of the dimensions. I mean, we talked about 3rd, 4th, 5th dimension, 6th dimension, 7th dimension. And some years back, I created a document that kind of gives an overview of these dimensions. And I wanted to just kind of give you some of that tonight. I will post it on the private page along with the recordings and the transcriptions when they're ready. But I wanted to talk a little bit about that 5th, 6th, and 7th dimension. The 5th dimension is the light body dimension, awareness self as a multidimensional being. Polarity consciousness drops away in 5th dimension. Many options for creation are available. Time is no longer linear. Merger in the mental, emotional, and physical body begins to occur. and the ability to hold and sustain more light is created. So you can see we have been working for the last few years of time on this, getting that fifth dimension within ourselves very stably. And it's just crucial as we kind of begin to navigate in these realms using the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray of creation. Now, as for the 6th dimension, it holds templates of DNA patterns of all types. It holds the light language is stored in the 6th dimension. It's made up of light, color, and sound. Consciousness creates through thought. It's not necessarily a physical state in the 6th dimension. It's a realm of non-form, and it holds the energetic templates of unlimited potential. Soul merges with spirit in this dimension. So we have been in and out of that awareness for some time now. And so each time we have these sessions, it builds more firmly this consciousness within us. The seventh dimension is pure creativity, pure light, pure sound, pure expression. It's a plane of infinite refinement. It's the last plane where you can perceive yourself as an individual. Full consciousness of the oversoul is attained in the seventh dimension. In it, you are completely in unity in this dimension with your monad. So you can see that in itself, that dimension in itself, is a very vast, potent dimension. And we've only retrieved one light template out of that seventh dimension. And there, Kasumi and Metatron have both told us that this seventh dimension is a very vast dimensional state. And so to even begin to draw thoughts out of that unity state where you can still maintain your individuality but yet draw on the vast collective consciousness of the all that is. I'm not going to go into the rest of it, but I'll post the entire thing. It starts with the third through the 12th dimension. I just think it's a good idea to kind of refresh your memory about where the pieces and parts are.
Well, that's a good addition. Thanks, Joe. So you can look for that published by Miss Joan. Now, since we have given you a review of our last session and all the dynamics that it contained, we will turn a session over to Master Kathumi to take any questions that you might have. Please be brief so those who have not had a chance to ask questions can have time to ask. Now, we have a lot to cover, so try to be as short as you can. And after the questions, Master Kathumi will present an expanded teaching. And we'll go to the Q&A again.
Greetings, beloveds. I am honored to facilitate this teaching. It was very important for you to have the review of this fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation and begin to utilize it more effectively by adding those light templates of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions in your creative template. It expands exponentially the use of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation. At the time that that information was brought to Mastering Alchemy, the consciousness of the collective, human collective, the consciousness of the individuals participating in Mastering Alchemy were mostly fluctuating between fourth and fifth dimension. We're not firmly seated in that dimension. as the teachings progress, of course, you began to navigate more in that fifth dimensional state. So it was important to refresh your memory about the functions of that, of those very important rays. Just because you have navigated and learned about them does not mean that you put them away on a shelf. You can continually use them because they're very, there's not a whole lot of complexity to them, and they're very usable in day-to-day life. They're very quick to use, and you, when you use them, especially more effectively now that you have these dimensional light templates available to you, it brings in that more refined state of consciousness from sixth and seventh dimension. So the manifestation that you're able to achieve just using some of these basic triangular configurations is very quick, and you see very clearly what needs to be altered in your thoughts and your emotions. And we continually bring you back to that, to the thoughts and the emotions, to your mental emotional body. And we will reinforce that time and time again, because you have no idea, beloveds, how that mental emotional body was split and fragmented. Not just your consciousness, not just the functioning of your body, not just the separation piece, but this very important part of you, that creative mechanism that allows you to create in life, in your life experience, is now available and continues to be available by using these three rays. We have also talked about to you that these rays are not consecutive. Even though they're numbered for your convenience of learning in the learning process, because you still have to use your physical brain, the neurology of your body, your thought system. And that becomes much more complex as you evolve. So always keep in mind that these rays of creation are rays of creation, but they are not consecutively used. They are used in mass, every one of them. Now, there are 12 rays of creation. We have only talked about 10. One of the things that I want to make you aware of this evening is not much has been said. We have not said much about that seventh ray, other than it is a return to that source energy, to the vastness of who you are. And it was initially used by great avatars and teachers who came to assist humanity in recovering their full consciousness. And sometimes in that process, because of the dense environment that they had to operate in, they acquired energetic anomalies that had to be cleared through the eighth ray. But it was very important that that channel to return to their original state was provided by Source, so that they could, because of the nature of their service, return to their original, very refined state. And for those who navigated time and time again through the karmic wheel of birth and death and reincarnating time and time again until they achieved a level of soul consciousness, the spirit always had that pure source consciousness. So as you have learned, it is in the merging of the soul experience, the individual, and the spirit, that vast spirit of you, that takes place, that merging takes place in that sixth and seventh dimension. So that said, I want to encourage you that you now, because of the work that you have done, the consciousness that you have achieved, and your ability to now create more precisely, and as we move forward in these sessions, we will move slowly. This is important because you will learn a more expansive use of that eighth ray, and we will visit it time and time and time again and expand it even more as your consciousness grows. This makes that seventh ray, that channel, to return to that very refined source energy, very, very relevant and usable by you. 5 years ago, you did not have access to that seventh ray of creation. You do now have that. And this should provide some encouragement to many of you who struggle. You have come far, beloveds, in using that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and accessing all eight rays, ninth ray. You've begun to use the sound templates. You understand that. You have begun to magnetize source energy to you. There is so much, if you will look back on the last few years of your experience, all of the things that have been put in place, nothing is amiss. Everything was in an orderly fashion, and what was given briefly was expanded upon time and time again, and this is no exception. We are going to expand on that eighth, ninth, and tenth ray of creation, and we are going to add in these dimensional components. And when we meet again in a physical gathering, we will retrieve and unlock more time locks that will escalate your consciousness tremendously, that will change you just as you have been changed in this last year and a half. So I wanted to give you this little bit of information before we enter into this question and answer piece. It will be brief this evening because I have a lot to tell you. I have a lot to share with you. It will be very helpful if you will review these recordings. You will use the transcriptions time and time again throughout the month. You know, beloveds, you have a state of mastery available to you. You have achieved much. So we don't need to stand there and every week say, now do this, now do that. It's up to you to use that mastery and to apply it in your everyday life. So now I'd like to briefly open this to have a discussion with you and to afford you the opportunity to ask questions in relation to your experience with this fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and this expansion piece that we talked about in the last session in regards to this fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional template. So if there are any questions or any comments that you'd like to make, please feel free to do that now.
Okay, who's going to be first up with Master Kafumi?
Let me ask you this. Did you find it helpful to be put back into this review piece as it was expanded upon using the light templates and the magnetics? Or did you feel that you had already known this?
You're on with Master Kafumi. Yes.
Hello,
you're on.
Good evening, Master Kafumi. About your question, I'm not sure. It seems really easy to use them. After I practiced four times, I used the. So, yeah, I didn't have any difficulty about 5, 6, and 7 dimensional template. I have some difficulties on finding the word for my triangles. I think it's just a technicality because during the phone calls that we organized, there is a confusion, I believe, between triangles that are technical, like I want to have a car, and triangles that create the environment, like I'm powerful, capable, or certain. So certain people believe that you don't have to be so precise. We can be loose, and other people believe we have to be precise and follow the instructions. So I believe my understanding is that the environment we create with Malena about connecting with the templates and bring the energy to the tetrahedrons and the elementals connecting to our dimensional beings is the environment, but also do we need to create an environment like I'm sitting here and now I feel certain, capable, and senior in my body, and we start doing the exercise being the triangle that we create through the seven-dimensional template. So how many environment do we need to create? That because we did triangles with Master Yakni. So there, yeah, thank you. Sorry about this. Yeah, if you can make any comment.
Well, what I would like to say is the triangle, even though it's very, very basic, it does begin to teach you, even though you have difficulty finding the words. The more stress you put on yourself to find the words, the more difficult you make it. But it teaches you to be precise, to begin to think, well, what is it that I want to manifest, and have precision in that. So you have a base of a basic thing, and then you have two thoughts that support it. And sometimes you will see that it needs even more than that to bring it into a clear format. One of the things the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray is very instrumental in achieving is in clearing some of the fragments and anomalies so that you can get to the actual source of the fragmentation. Because it allows you to have several triangles that are connected that will get you to that, the very basic source of it. But it also is very helpful in helping you to create precisely. So I think that as we move forward using the environment of that fifth, sixth, seventh dimension and allowing you the complexity of the thought that you have now achieved and the consciousness that's available to you, and we move into the eighth ray, that you will see how that precision is guided through the experience using the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. Because you aren't confused. You're certain. And you know your capabilities. So I would just ask you to rest in the energy of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray along with those dimensional frequencies that you're very capable of using and compressing through the sixth ray and drawing from that through the sixth dimension and drawing from the more complexities of thought in the seventh dimension. So I thank you for being so diligent and working with this in the last month, because I think it'll be very helpful as we move forward, because that's one of the precursors of using this 8th, 9th, and 10th ray of creation, is to have achieved a level of mastery in this entry-level creative process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Your next round with Master Kutumi.
Kutumi, this is Sharka. I worked very diligently with those triangles this month, and I most of the time I did both of those triangles, one of the with the anomaly and one with the creating a new replacement. And I believe I was successful in using it, changing the thought. And I believe, you know, I really changed my consciousness. I feel very good about that. However, I don't understand quite how to use it in creating something more tangible. I would appreciate if you could more explain the difference between using it with changing your thought and then using it in something tangible. Like, if I can give you an example of my tangible triangle, was like creating money. And all my life, this lifetime, I felt like money is not spiritual, so I put my career, you know, on the back burner, and making money on back burner. And so finally, lately, I started to, even I knew that it's not true, but it was like an anomaly in me. So yeah. I made a triangle on that, on replacing that anomaly about thinking this way, like poverty consciousness. And then I started to create the new triangle, which I would like some help with. I created always in the intention, always having cash flow of $5,000 weekly, because I could use it now. I'm like for retirement, since I didn't think about money before. And then the baseline was believing that I can be rich. On one supporting line is investing wisely in stocks with big return. And the other line was I deserve to create with creating with money, the pleasure of creating with money. I don't know. I need some feedback with that, please.
Well, I think it's a very good basic triangle that you have begun with there. And you probably will want to refine it a little and expand it by using one of those supportive sides and adding to it, using the supportive side as a base for another triangle and creating two supports for that. And it will refine it to where you begin to see how you can implement this change of belief. It is a 180-degree turn that you've made in your belief system. And I think that from using this triangle, it uncovered the fullness of what the error of that belief. Now, you might want to investigate a little more of where that comes from and how deep-seated that really is. But the fact that you have decided to change your mind is huge. Now, you have to reinforce that with the feeling, not that you deserve it, because, well, of course you do, but that you have to know in your feeling that it is achievable, that this, because you have changed your mind and that you now are creating a template for you to draw and magnetize to you resources that bring about ease of your life expression. where there is continual abundant flow of resources, whether it be money or other resources that come into your life, and use that tenth ray to begin to create the geometry and then add that magnetic piece to draw those things to you. It's in your belief that you that it is attainable, that it is achievable, that you can manifest this, and you really have to believe it. You have to know it. And then you draw to you what it is that you are. This is an important piece, that magnetic piece, to draw to you what is already within you. So when you refine that through the different geometries that you can attach to each other, then you have a very clear thought and emotion that not only supports it, but creates the environment to draw to you a like environment.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you.
It
Can
actually
you
then manifests it into form.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain different geometry? What I don't understand.
Well, we are going in the teaching piece that I'm going to go into this eighth ray, and we're going to go into the cube, which is much more complex. And we are also going to go into a further exploration using these star tetrahedrons, which are a huge energetic configuration. So you have the geometry that creates a more complex environment that then substantiates your consciousness, because your thoughts are now drawn from that seventh dimension rather than third and fourth dimension. That makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So be patient.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with using a very basic geometry, but to be able to add to that, you can even start by using the basic triangle and adding another side, creating a tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives dimension to your creative vehicle.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're next on with Master Kagumi.
Hello, this is Vera. I'm sitting in a house, so I'm speaking very silently in the country so I don't wake up other people, but I just want to say hello, and I'm very grateful for the work everyone has been doing, because I feel so very happy and very stable. In answering to comments of the 4, 5, and 6 ray, I found them being very useful, and it's more than useful. It feels like they are endemic in me, like I'm becoming them. For example, I can use them with my grandchild, who is 1 year old, and how I speak to her and communicate with her. It's just one example. I will keep it short. But the most thing that really, because I used to view myself like something was wrong with me. That has been a really pattern for maybe, or a guilt pattern, like something have to be fixed in me or so. And that's actually resolved and gone. And one day morning I woke up hearing a voice, I don't know if it was my spirit, saying, look at what you are masterful in. And that kind of tipped me into beginning to create from the what I already know. And I know it's been a long process of being redeemed almost from eons, a long time of imprisonment in the sense of the magnetic denser realms. But that was such a wonderful moment. And so I began now to create from what I want, my deepest desires. And in that, so I start with kind of setting the love theme in me, like drawing in the love, and I can feel it vibrating and breathing. And then when I've done that, I start to work with the rays. And I do it when in nature. And also with the Merkaba, I find I'm expanding it. For example, walking on in nature walk, I breathe in and I can feel the Merkaba, the field, and I expand it. And when it's expanded, I can communicate with the trees. Or so I'm working on the magnetic, the 10th ray, I think, because I find that is marvelous.
Yes, it is.
So that was so just a little short from me, but I don't write that much. I'm not on internet. I'm just in nature and feeling my way with the light frequencies and how easy they are applied. It's very fluid. And I'm so grateful. I just want to say that for everyone and for what we are becoming and what's happening. And I can sense the seventh dimension must be God. That's going to be wonderful when that's embodied on Earth.
Yeah.
Because it means it's going to be purified and liberation will occur. So, but thank you. I'm very happy. So if you would like to, any comments, otherwise everything is well.
Well, thank you for your comments. And I just want to say this, that you can't skip ahead in these dimensional frequencies. There is value that is obtained in every dimension.
Yes.
Not only does your soul evolve, that individual expression in form evolve, but your awareness of yourself in this unified state of being the individual divine image, as well as being in a full unified state of the all that is. And that there is, at some juncture, as you travel through these dimensional gateways, you realize that there is no separation between those states of being. They are all a part of the whole of who you are at a spirit level.
Exactly, because there is, actually has been also in the spiritual communities, a pressure to, I just felt, I just want to be simple, and the balance of the fifth dimension of becoming balanced and grounded is kind of the key phrase for me. And whatever occurs within me, if I can feel love and I feel source love that we are connected, that's huge. And
yes,
so in a way, it feels like everything that adds to it is enormous a gift. Like, a funny thing happened yesterday. I was trying to talk to the air elementals because I was doing laundry and I needed to put the laundry into, how do you say, order. So I thought, I did a triangle, me, wind, laundry. Neat, tidy, work together, something like that. And actually, the wind helped me to do the laundry. Do you understand? It was magic.
Yep, I do.
We worked
together.
Well,
thank
you. Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's no stress in me anymore about achievements. I just wanted to... stress that, yes, it's very important. Thank you.
Thank you. So let us continue with this teaching. It is not so much of a teaching as it is providing a pathway of experiencing yourself from that collective state and also simultaneously from the state of being as a individual expression. And if you really look at that, beloveds, you will see that there is no separation in you as the divine image and the collective consciousness of the all that is. There can be no separation in that because you are that. And it is just in that individual expression, it is just an aspect of the fullness of who you are. Now feel the energetics that are present at this very moment as I say this to you. Feel that vast unity consciousness of you as source energy. And also see in this very moment how you can express that collective consciousness that you are, that source energy, in a very unique way that is part of a soul-spirit state of being. Feel the energies of this unified expression of yourself. Recognize the vastness of who you are. In this state of consciousness, there can be no division, no polarization, just pure creative flow that can be expressed very uniquely in the world of form on the earth. You are very capable of holding this unity consciousness now. So let us move on and start to talk about this eighth ray of creation. You have had extensive teachings and processes in regards to this eighth ray. It's very important because it removes all of the residual fragments that from time to time creep up, because you have to interface with the human collective consciousness that's still fragmented. The energetic container of human consciousness is not a purified container where there is a pure environment. So from time to time, because you have to navigate in those denser realms, the denser dimensions of third and fourth dimension, you get these little anomalies, dust particles, if you'd like to look at them as that, that kind of get on you. So, just as great avatars came in the course of your history of Earth and had to use that eighth ray to return through that seventh ray of creation channel to their original state, this is where you find yourself today. because you have achieved access to more complex thought that comes from that seventh dimension. You have been taught time and time again to merge your mind, the mind of your soul, the mind of your spirit, with the mind of Source. So the complexity of your thought requires a more complex energetic environment that is brought to you through that interface of the cube and also through the interface of the star tetrahedron. You have achieved a function of three star tetrahedrons in your Merkaba field. The energetics are there within you. So it is in creating this environment through the cube and through the various uses of star tetrahedrons that that complexity creates an environment for you to navigate from that seventh dimensional light template. Now, we are going to expand this teaching around the creative aspects of the eighth ray by using that sixth and seventh dimensional template. And to do that, you have to be fully present in the fifth dimension, which means that you are in the present moment, you have an open heart, you are engaged in the Sacred Heart consciousness through the white star tetrahedron. You are capable of accessing the void. You are capable of accessing creative source energy. That's what happens in this fifth dimension. So now we bring in this sixth dimension. And we begin to interject it. We compress through the sixth dimension these complex thoughts of source energy, creativeness. It's through the thought, that vast thought of Prime Creator, that creates in this more refined arena. So as you are seated in the present moment in this fifth dimension, you are now capable of drawing from the seventh dimension, from that collective consciousness, from source energy, and creating an environment for your body to begin to hold those vast frequencies of light. And to do this, we will use the cube and the star tetrahedron. There is another part of this that you have to be aware of. This cube is composed of vast sound frequencies and vibrations. It is composed of undifferentiated light and love. The element of love is prime in this environment that you are creating through these star tetrahedrons that are within you and functioning in your Merkaba field. So it's sound, color, light, and the magnetics. I want to talk about, in this session, particularly, color codes, which is a very important part of the energetics of the cube and of the star tetrahedron. So this is part of the expansion of this eighth ray process. We talked about the refinement of the intention and the precision of the creative process. So as you begin to add the color codes that you have learned along the way, this is one of those pieces that we're now connecting in to this creative process, and which makes it more precise. The first color code that we want to talk about in adding to this environment of the cube is the green coating, which stabilizes the element of love in your creation. This element of love has been discussed over and over again, and you've been told it's not an emotion, but it is a very real creative element. It is more powerful than any other element that you use. Do you hear this? So you can see where that green coating, which is a vibration, it is a frequency that is present in your creation. You've been told that the element of love will be in every creative effort, every creative expression, as is sound, as is that undifferentiated light and love. So the green coating is a very usable template. It's a vast vibratory state, and it brings about coherence within the environment. It helps you formulate a confidence in yourself as a creator. It helps to clear away those irritants, the dust particles, the little fragments that attach to you periodically, because it brings that unity. It brings coherence through the element of love. So when you're using the eighth ray to clear, you want to interject this green coating. Be aware of it. Seems like a lot of things that we're adding, but as you work with these things, they flow very easily into the creation. You don't have to specifically say it in words, but just have it in your conscious awareness. The second part of that color code is the blue coding, which brings in the emotions. Now, we've talked about the mental emotional body. Thoughts create emotions, put that thought, the movement into the thought to create the creation. So the blue coating is important because it uplifts the thought as well as the emotions, especially the emotions, and helps you use the feeling, the emotion, from that more refined state so that you have the certainty that you create effectively. You have the mastery to achieve it. And that feeling is present within you. All of those lower emotions begin to drop away in the presence of the blue coating and those vibrations, which elevate the environment. The yellow coating, which started out just as thought, refining thought, and then as you worked with it, transformed into Christ consciousness, into the gold. You are now capable of using your Christed oversoul and the Christed mind in the use of the cube and interjecting thought from that Christed consciousness. The Christ consciousness, the Christed matrix, is held within a star tetrahedron, a gold star tetrahedron. That is also part of the cube, as is that white star tetrahedron and the deep purple star tetrahedron that are in your Merkaba field. The other color codes that we want to discuss tonight are the indigo color code. That is also that you can bring into this cube. It elevates the consciousness and affects the mental emotional body very dramatically. It upgrades the second triad because it brings unity between the heart and the head through the pineal, the flame in the pineal and the flame in the heart. Now, a lot of this is review, but I want to bring this into your attention because these color codes were just kind of out there, and occasionally you would use them if you were in a stressful situation. Now it's time to draw them all together in a usable format to be used within your creation. And the cube and the star tetrahedron are complex enough geometries to hold the energetics and the vibration of these color codes. Now, the indigo brings about more Christ consciousness and makes it available in your environment. It further activates your Christ mind. It is composed of the colors of purple, blue, and gold. So when you use that indigo color code, you have brought about a use of the gold color coding, a use of the blue color coding. So this impacts your thoughts and your emotions and your mental emotional body. It creates an environment for you to use the Zeon particles of thought more proficiently. As you remember, the Zeon particles are an electrical component that is present in thought through the Ark of the Covenant. In this area of creation through the cube and the star tetrahedron, when you use the Zeon particles, you are unifying your Christed mind and making it available. And you are creating the electrical component within the neurology of your body, of your neurological system, that impacts the functioning of your brain. So this indigo color code is an important factor in the creation of this environment. The other part of this that I have to draw your attention to is then by bringing in that seventh dimensional light template and making it coherently available in those Zeon particles, it creates the magnetics. So now in your environment, you have a very potent electromagnetic field that contains the Christ mind energy, the electrical charges that create that, and you also have the magnetic piece from the seventh dimensional light template that was missing, so that you have a very balanced electrical magnetic field. And that seventh dimensional template then interjects that magnetic piece. So this beautiful light environment that you have created within your consciousness and within your body draws to you that source energy in its full expression in a earthly environment. The electromagnetic field is altered substantially and shifted into a function of the sixth and seventh dimension. In this environment, there is no limitation to your creation. It's expanded exponentially. So every piece that you have learned along the way is now applicable and added to that eighth ray function. In the next session, we will talk about the ninth ray, which has sound. You add sound to it. It's in the conscious awareness of the importance of that sound function. But before we end this conversation, I would like to talk about that magenta ray. Lord Metatron has brought through two messages recently to you in regards to this magenta color code. And it is a very important, vast color code. It contains within it every other color code. So you can use these other codes, color codes, for specific applications. But you can also use the magenta, which again upgrades your ability to create from that unified source perspective, because it holds all other color codings. It is that vast. It contains all colors. But most importantly, the first four colors of white, blue, purple, and gold. And you can see that the white is the purity of source thought, the purity of source magnetics, so that you have that balance in your electromagnetic field that brings it into play. The blue coating, the blue, which works with the mental emotional body, the purple, that source void creative energy, that fertile ground from which you create, and the gold, which is Christ consciousness and the Christ mind. There is available in this environment of the magenta color codes, because it is so vast, to create a double Merkaba field where you have six star tetrahedrons operating simultaneously. We won't go into that at this point, but I just wanted to interject that to you. In the advancement that you are so swiftly making at this time, it is this magenta color code is a cosmic gateway, not just gateway into higher consciousness, bringing the earth back up into its Christed nature, but a cosmic gateway that helps you to transmit all of these vast energies and also draw to you cosmic energies that are very, very refined. It further facilitates the activation of your light body and brings about your ability to access all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It also facilitates a great impact on your ability to have the availability of the seventh ray of creation when you are ready to drop the body and return to the purity of your spirit in full unity with the source of your being. So this evening, I have given you a tremendous amount of information. And so I would invite you to begin to work with the cube. If you have to review, you have in your archives a lot of the work that you did in that eighth ray. And I want you to focus your attention on just creating this environment, this very refined, higher consciousness environment, where all of those color codes are present and usable, where you have access to the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time lock, so that you have the templates in your DNA that supports your physicality into coming into a full expression as light body. You have all of the color codes available to you. You have creative thought that is merged with the thought of source mind. Now, this source mind now is applied to your physical existence, to the world of the earth, and raising your human state into that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequency range. You have the awareness of your unified state with Source, expressing yourself as the individual, but never leaving that Source energy. And you have the very refined but yet complex thought system of the Christed mind available to you in that seventh dimension. You can see yourself as the individual and as a collective consciousness. So there are many things at play here that you have set in motion in this last session when we invited you to create with the more expanded form of the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, and looking more clearly at that sixth and seventh dimensional light template and applying it. So in this next few weeks, consider these things. Start to work with the cube, as well as the star tetrahedrons that you already have in place and functioning at 100% light in your Merkaba field. Your heart is open. You have the presence of the element of love. You have your mind that creates the Zeon particles. You have the activated Ark of the Covenant. There are many pieces and parts that can be put into the environment of the cube and made usable in your day-to-day life. They are part of the creative process. So, as we end this session, I encourage you to consider all of these things and to work with them individually and in your groups, and create this very, very expanded and vast environment that not only increases your consciousness, but increases your ability to think and to feel as a creator. So now, to close this session, I want to return you into your Merkaba vehicle and begin to see the workings of the energetics that I have shown you this evening. Begin to see that first tetrahedron, which is your personal star tetrahedron. Notice how there has been alterations in this star tetrahedron. Not much attention has been put on this star tetrahedron, only to say that it is your personal expression in form. But many things have changed in the environment of that star tetrahedron. There's color, there's depth, and there is this brilliant, brilliant light. There is a state of wholeness, congruency, unity, and great love for self that is now present. The second star tetrahedron, that luminous white, remains very, very luminous. And the consciousness is even more expanded to that multidimensional expression. And the primary love element shines brilliantly. Your heart is full. There's no separation in that love element. And now into the purple, into the void, where there is silence. And the fullness of creative energy in perfect balance as it is brought into form. It is brought in an environment that you are creating with these star tetrahedrons and within the cube that is balanced, calm, and filled with undifferentiated love and light. In this fertile ground, there is no need. There is only pure, creative consciousness. Explore the cube in the coming time. Explore that sixth dimension, the seventh dimension, all of the color codes. And as you explore with them, allow those color codes to be firmly embedded in the cube. Allow those color codes to be deposited in your Merkaba field, so that not only are you creating an environment to create precisely and manifest more instantaneously, but you yourself are that environment. So when you have that within you, you magnetize through the cube and draw to you everything that you hold within you. And the two environments are the same. They are unified. Sit for a moment longer and enjoy this space that we have created together. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.